U.S. Soccer accuses combat vet, Paralympian of racist comments after speaking out against anthem kneeling. By Warner Todd Houston on March 1, 2021. Seth Yon, a Paralympian and military veteran, has refused to back down from his criticism of anthem kneeling despite being thrown off the U.S. Soccer Athlete Council for his opinion. Cancel culture has taken another scalp, this time from inside the U.S. soccer community as Yon was summarily removed from the council for his opinion that ending the ban on kneeling during the anthem sends the wrong signal. Yon's comments were even called racist by U.S. soccer. The council voted on Saturday to repeal its 2017 rule requiring athletes to stand for the national anthem. However, Yon spoke up against ending the ban ahead of the vote. He was then immediately kicked off the council for voicing his opposition to anthem kneeling. During the Saturday meeting, the council voted 71% in favor of ending the requirement to stand during the anthem. Though, Yon delivered his comments in favor of maintaining the ban on athlete protests while citing his Native American ancestry and his service in the U.S. military. "I'm sure I'm going to ruffle some feathers with what I'm about to say, especially given the athletes council that I'm on. But given the evolution of our quote-unquote progressive culture where everything offends everybody, those willing to take an ER for anthem don't care about defending half of our country, and when they do so, then I don't have too much concern in also exercising my First Amendment right," Yon told the council. "We're here to get a different perspective. I also feel compelled to articulate that I'm of mixed race and representative of undoubtedly the most persecuted people in our country's history, Native Americans." True to his word of ruffling feathers, Yon went on to cite what he claimed were FBI statistics showing that 95% of black deaths are caused by other blacks. "I keep hearing how our country was founded on the backs of slaves. Even though approximately only 8% of the entire population even owned slaves," he continued. "Every race in the history of mankind has been enslaved by another demographic at some point in time. Blacks have been enslaved. Hispanics have been enslaved. Asians, most recently in our country in the freaking 20th century, have been enslaved. Natives have been enslaved. Whites have been enslaved. Shoot, I lived in Africa for 2.5 years where I could purchase people, slaves, between the price of $300 and $800 per person, per head depending on their age, health and physicality. Where were the social justice warriors and the news journalists there to bring their ruminations to these real atrocities? And yet in all of history, only one country has fought to abolish slavery. The United States of America, where nearly 400,000 men died to fight for the abolishment of slavery underneath the same stars and bars that our athletes take a knee for. Their sacrifice is tainted with every knee that touches the ground," he said. Yon's patriotism got him quickly canceled. And then in an official statement, Yon's comments were called offensive and racist. "As we reflect upon a successful annual general meeting, we also want to underline the importance of U.S. soccer's focus on diversity, equity and inclusion efforts within the Federation and across our membership," the Federation said in a statement. An important step forward in this process was the repeal of Policy 604-1 today during the National Council meeting. As U.S. Soccer Federation President Cindy Parlow Cohn said after the AGM, "There is never a place for racist comments in any form." On Monday, Yon slammed the council and said he would never apologize for his beliefs. In a statement posted on Twitter, he further explained his position. "I will never apologize for the statements I made, and will never bow down to the mob mentality of intimidation, bullying, or the social media warriors' Gestapo tactics. I'm embarrassed to represent a hypocritical federation that conducts a complete assault on diversity of thought without even seeking clarifying statements from me in their smear campaign. I'm embarrassed at the cowardice of so-called friends who bent over to the mob, knowing very well the quality of my character, in order to preserve their own image," he wrote in a statement. "The overwhelmingly sick support I received from a number of people within the Federation compared to the 30-plus death threats I received from the insignificant rabid keyboard warriors was appreciated," he continued, "but I implore you to speak publicly in your support in the future for those bold enough to challenge the status quo and not just privately. Nothing I said was racist, and I've done more for people of color all over this planet at risk of my own life throughout the entirety of my 17-year career than the entire Athletes Council, SIC, have done cumulatively, and I will continue to do so." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook, warner.todd.houston.